From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The European Union said today the recession eased substantially in the second quarter in the 16 countries that use the euro. The two largest such economies, Germany and France, reported unexpected growth today, in both cases an increase of 0.3% in their gross domestic products. This is a better performance than many analysts had expected. As recently as last week, the head of the European Central Bank had said the recession would likely continue into next year. The number of U.S. homeowners in some stage of having their property foreclosed upon set another record last month. Just four states accounted for more than half of all new foreclosure activity nationwide. Jack Spear reports.
Between them, California, Florida, Arizona, and Nevada accounted for 57% of all new foreclosure filings last month. That's according to RealtyTrack, a group that maintains an extensive database of foreclosure activity, which includes not only foreclosure filings, but also auction notices and bank repossessions. Nevada, for a 31st consecutive month, had the dubious distinction of having the highest foreclosure rate in the nation. Roughly one in every 56 households in the state is currently in some stage of foreclosure. And while that does not necessarily mean seizure and sale by a bank, it means being at least delinquent on a mortgage payment. Overall, the total number of foreclosure filings in July were up 7% from the previous month, up 32% from the same month a year ago. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama will take his health care town hall tour to Montana tomorrow and Colorado on Saturday. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says the president wants to explain his proposals and correct misconceptions.
These town halls provide an excellent opportunity to explain exactly what his ideas and principles are. And more importantly, if he can affect misinformation by telling people what isn't in a piece of legislation, I think he'll take that opportunity.
Gibbs says that cable television reports of angry town hall participants don't represent what most people want. U.S. officials say an offensive in southern Afghanistan may continue for another 2 days. U.S. and Afghan troops are attempting to secure the region before presidential elections next week. NPR's Saraya Sarhadi-Nelson is traveling with U.S. Marines in Helmand Province.
The Taliban, as we're expected, have been more active, trying to engage the Marines in a variety of ways. The main problem seems to be from the mountaintop or the hilltop. So basically there are some mountains to the north, northeast, and then also to the east. And from those positions, apparently they're using 50 caliber weapons and other and mortars and recoilless rifles and the like to try and target this compound as well as patrols that go out.
NPR's Saraya Sarhadi-Nelson reporting from Dahada, Afghanistan. Stocks rose on Wall Street yesterday. The S&P gained 11 points. This is NPR News. A new study finds that the actual number of tropical storms and hurricanes in the Atlantic Ocean hasn't changed much during the past century, even though weather records suggest it has. NPR's John Hamilton has more.
The study looked at hurricanes during the past 1,500 years. It used sediments from lagoons to find evidence of ancient storms, and it used studies of things like coral growth to estimate changes in ocean temperature and wind patterns, factors that can affect hurricanes. Both approaches suggested there were a whole lot of storms about 1,000 years ago. It's a peak that wasn't matched until the current period of high hurricane activity, which began in the mid-1990s. The authors say the results show that climate factors and hurricane frequency are linked. But critics of the paper say its results are preliminary because there's still so little data on storms that occurred hundreds of years ago. The study appears in the journal Nature. John Hamilton, NPR News.
Officials from the Departments of Defense, Justice, and Homeland Security are to tour a prison in Michigan today to see if it might be a good place to hold suspected terrorists now being held at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. The state prison in Standish, Michigan, is a maximum security facility about 145 miles northwest of Detroit. President Obama has ordered the Guantanamo Bay prison closed by early next year. It currently holds some 225 detainees. South Korean officials said today that North Korea has freed a South Korean who had been detained since late March. The man worked at a South Korean-run factory in a North Korean border city. He had been taken into custody for allegedly denouncing North Korea's political system. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.